you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Hi, friend. I'm so glad you're here. And in fact, you're in for a super deluxe, bodacious, fantastic two-day treat if you can stay with me, because I recently, just this past Friday, had about a 40-minute conversation with Wayne Watson, and I think you'll be blessed by his testimony, and I'm going to share some of his music, and he's one of the artists that's going to be here on the 29th, so over the next 2 days, you're going to hear some of his story and the ministry that Wayne Watson has had. Through our conversation off air, we shared a number of really special things that we had in common, and I thoroughly delighted in his heart for the Lord, his heart for the unchurched, his desire and passion to write music that can touch hearts and bring about that transformational work that only the Holy Spirit can do. And so I'll begin by reading Psalm 103, which he'll talk about. And then I'll go right into the prayer that I shared with Wayne as he was driving to meet up with a friend. And at one point, you'll hear him paying a toll. So I'll begin with Psalm 103, and then in a few minutes, I'll introduce Wayne Watson through his song, Home Free. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for men, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remembers to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his people, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Father God, I just ask you to watch over the equipment, the technology, even this phone connection with Wayne, so that we can portray you as the great God that you are. Thank you even for his testimony of working through this heartache and hard situation these past 7 or so years, and just the way you've used Wayne to bless our listeners and bless the Christian body at large. And I would pray by what's said and shared and maybe some of Wayne's testimony that you're not only glorified, but even the unchurched that happen to come across our frequencies would be encouraged or blessed or drawn to you. And only as you can do through your Spirit, empower this broadcast to be used for your purposes. And we do ask for a blessing. I ask for good health and the wherewithal for Wayne to keep up and to be able to do what he's going to do here on the 29th. And I just pray for your guidance and leading now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm trying hard not to think you unkind, but Heavenly Father, if you know my heart, sure you can read my mind. Good people underneath the sea of grief, some get up and walk away, some will find ultimate relief. Home free, surely at the ultimate healing, we will be.
Wayne, thanks so much for being available, and we just finished praying up our program, hoping that God could use it to encourage listeners to be drawn closer to Himself, or maybe for the skeptic or the unbeliever to recognize and realize God loves them and has a plan. And you mentioned that Psalm 103 was special, that God's been breathing life into your heart and mind as you've read it and reread it and as you've connected to it. Tell us a little about Psalm 103.
Well, Mark, first of all, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm so thankful for the years you've been on the air. And, you know, there's no way to measure what good God has done through your station and through your work. And so I appreciate you all these years and all that you've done. I read the 103rd Psalm yesterday again, and the whole chapter is just rich. But there are a couple of references in there that talk about God knows that we are dust, and He knows what we're made of. And as I read that, what He spoke to me about is that He's not surprised by anything. There's nothing that we do or think or say that God is reacting to. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe He said that. He can't believe He said that, or He thought that, or He did that. He's not shocked. He knows that we're dust. He knows that we're mortal flesh and that we're still being perfected. He knows that we need work. And we know whenever we feel like we're done, I think we're really done. One of the things I find in that verse is the mystery of God. And with all the information, I was visiting with my family last week in Louisiana, and we were laughing about how there are no unanswered questions anymore. In a conversation, if anybody has a question, well, what happened to so-and-so, or what year did this happen, or remember when, and you go to your phone or to your iPad and you find an answer. And the truth is, in our spiritual walk, at least in mine, there's some unanswered questions, and God doesn't reveal everything, and there is mystery to Him. And I think sometimes we get so entitled spiritually, and we get so vain that we think we've got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the older I get, the less I've got figured out, and I'm thankful that God is God, and He's got it in control.
I love that psalm, and I read it earlier knowing that you were going to talk about it, and I'm sure many of our listeners have connected in various ways. As God's Word, it's inspired, it's living and active, and how it can speak to you one way one day and differently another day. And, and we've had, as I mentioned to you off air, we recently had Twyla Paris on the air and Michael Card. And I usually love to share, like, what's the Lord been teaching you lately? And it seems like God's been speaking to you again through the Psalms and through other scriptures that you have a practice of reading and meditating on. And I'm sure that helps you write some of the songs or equips you to present on stage. Because I'd have to imagine, after so many years serving in this way with those early morning flights and just the rigmarole and all these radio interviews and the taxing schedules, you got to get worn out.
Well, but you know what? I haven't written a lot of new stuff lately, but I'm about to burst. I've been doing a lot of quiet time, a lot of this quiet meditation and prayer. I am more at peace than I've ever been. I feel God's comfort in the moment more than I've ever felt. I'm a worrier. I don't tend to play the tape back very much on my life and look at what could have been or what should have been, but I do tend to play it forward and worry about what will be. And just from God's Word and His comfort from the Psalms, especially right now in my life, I find myself sometimes standing in my house going, shouldn't I be worried about something? And there's nothing. And there will be. But right now, in those moments, it's just, there's nothing. It's odd that it's such a strange feeling to me, but I really like it. I really like trusting God with this moment in time and with my life right now and wherever He wants to go. It's good with me.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off air on some mutual circumstances that we've been through and the unique peace that God can impart, or that surpassing all understanding, and just how when we cling to Him and cling to His Word and surround ourselves with other believers, He can really bring about supernatural healing and provision and care. And you, for over 30 years, have been singing to His glory, and you've produced 23 number one singles. And last year, you were inducted into the Christian Hall of Fame. And I just have to believe that as you continue to open yourself or allow God to work in and through you or pour into you, you, like you said, you're bursting to share new things, new insights, new lessons learned. And to be right. effective, you have to kind of stay clinging to Him.
Well, absolutely. And even playing some of these older songs, they have new meaning to me now. I wrote a song, probably 10 years ago, called Grace. And I've used that word all my life. Mm. And I never knew what it meant until the last 7 or 8 years. Because, honestly, I grew up in a Christian family. I grew up in a Christian home. I never, by the grace of God, strayed too far off the path, at least not where anybody could see it. But, you know, our hearts are wicked, man. Our hearts are dark, and we can concoct all kind of weird stuff. And we need redemption, and we need grace. And whenever you start thinking, you know, I'm doing pretty good, I haven't made a lot of mistakes, then you take grace out of the equation, and that's a bad move. I've learned what grace means, and I've experienced it at times when I thought, I'll never see it again, I won't see it in this. And when you do see it, it's like you and I were talking about earlier off the air. You say God is good, and the audience responds all the time, and it's almost become a cliche, but He really is. He really is sweet. He really is good. He really is kind and compassionate and patient. And all those things I've known all my life, but never really felt deep in my heart.
Here's Grace off the Living Room Project.
Grace keeps giving me things I don't deserve. Mercy keeps withholding things I do.
You know, I've been there 7 years ago, and I've heard all my life God is good, but you don't know how good until it sounds so trite, until you hit a wall that you never saw coming, you never expected. I don't know. I was a little bit prideful that I would never go there. I would never be counted in that number, and then literally all hell breaks loose, and then you find out how good He really is, and how little we deserve His goodness, and just sweet. It sometimes makes my legs go out from under me when I see God's blessing after all the life that's happened,
Yeah.
Unworthy on my best day, unworthy at my worst, to receive this blessing that you give me.
In case you just tuned in, I have Wayne Watson on the line with me. He'll be at the Virginia Theater coming up on Thursday night, March 29th. He, along with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, and Michael Card, will present at 7 o'clock. And as you know, the doors open at 6 p.m. General seating, and the Singing Men of GNN will take the stage at 6:15. So come early, and you can purchase lots of CDs from these great artists and get to hear the Singing Men of GNN and be a part of the Great News Radio festivities. We'll have prize drawings and other things. But Wayne, I'm just especially excited to hear you in person. You've not been here for many years, 10 plus years. I think there were snowstorms around the area when you came before.
Yeah, I think it was at the university campus, and it was a tour. We were doing a musical called The Child of the Promise, and I know Twyla was there. because she was pregnant, and she played the part of Martha. And I think either Crystal Lewis or Rachel Lampa. I think Rachel Lampa played the part of Mary. And the Four Hymn guys were there. Clay Cross was there. It was a great cast. Yeah, I remember being there very well. But I've been in the area many times over the 32 years I've been doing this. So glad to be coming back.
When I asked Twyla Paris and Michael Card what people can expect when they present on that evening, I would ask you the same thing, but I'll give you a little primer. Twyla Paris said it's like a high school reunion to be with these guys. You know, we've all been singing for 30 years. It's a lot of fun. And Michael Card said it's just a blessing to be with these like-minded, like-hearted followers of Jesus. And there's just this strong community. And Michael Card was saying he's been really close to Steve Green over the years, but he's enjoyed getting to know him more. And then he said, you know, and it's great getting to know Wayne and Twyla in this venue and getting to rub shoulders. And Michael says, selfishly, I love going first. I kind of manipulated my way into the program so that
Mark,
way I can.
Hang on a second. Sure. I'm at a toll booth and I'm stuck.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm in. All right, I'm sorry. Now go back.
Oh, no.
I interrupted your nice comment.
Yeah, and I should mention you're driving along. So where are you exactly right now?
I'm at home. I'm in Houston, but I'm headed out to have lunch with a friend of mine and kind of catch up with an old friend. And when I'm home, I really try to, you know what, in this kind of life, it's so easy to be secluded. And because people assume that if you're not around, that you're working, you're on tour, and you don't have to show up at church if you don't want to because people assume, well, he's out on the road. I've really tried to stay healthy in a lot of different ways. You can't, relationships just don't happen. You have to work at them. You can't have a dozen close friends, but you can have two or three, you know, but they require work and time. And so I'm trying to be faithful to that, and that's where I'm going today.
Now, you said the Houston, Texas area?
Yeah, been here since 1982.
I know, again, with the traveling, Michael Card and others, artists, I struggle with that because when you're out of town on weekends, and those are many times the times when you can perform or present, the Saturday nights, the Sundays. But are you active in one of the local churches in the Houston area?
When I am not on the road, and honestly, the last 3 or 4 years, I have not traveled as much. I, like so many of my colleagues, I lead worship at a church here in Houston called Chapelwood United Methodist Church. And they stream online, and I used to put it on my website. If you're stranded, if you're home, you can go to chapelwood.org and watch the service. I lead one service. There are three services on Sunday morning, and I lead worship in one. I don't have an office. I don't have a staff. I don't want either of those things. And I go and usually lead worship by myself with my guitar and piano, and it is just the sweetest. I look forward to it. I like going on the road, but I look forward to being in my home church because they've been so kind to us, and they've been so gracious in all kind of weather, and I love it. And the pastor there, I've learned things from him. I've heard scripture since I was a baby, and I've learned things from him that I've never heard before. So, you know, yeah, to answer your question, very thankful to be in a class, Sunday school class, Bible study class, and honestly, those things are easy to ignore in this life. So I'm thankful to have that connection.
Well, Wayne, I've learned a number of things from you and from one of your songs, By Any Other Name. It's just a classic, so I'm going to share that with our listening audience. It's been out for a number of years, but it's By Any Other Name by Wayne Watson.
Wanting God's complete forgiveness. Every
You are hearing Wayne Watson sing "By Any Other Name," and that any other name is Jesus. May you be drawn close to Him today. He loves you. He cares for you. He, in fact, died for you to free you from sin, to free you from bondage, to bring you peace and comfort. He has a redemptive plan to work in and through you. He desires to bring healing not only to your life, but to work healing in others through you. Draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you. Well, friend, isn't Wayne Watson great? He's great because he's a follower of the Lord Jesus. Part 2 will air tomorrow. He has a lot more to say and share, and I'll play some of his newer selections along with some oldies. So tune in at the same time for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow, heard at 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing Central Time, also archived at greatnewsradio.org. And if you're away from the radio, we do stream both stations at greatnewsradio.org. And stop by the website. You'll see a photograph of Wayne, or check out the Great News Radio Facebook postings with a few of his CD jackets. And we expect to sell out our great community appreciation event on Thursday night, March 29th. Get your tickets right away by calling the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063 or going online, thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. And I hope you'll tune in at the same time tomorrow for part 2 of my interview with singer and songwriter Wayne Watson.